thunderstorm somewhere in the area during the afternoon. Otherwise, much of the weekend should be warm and dry with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 9,000 people have recovered from the coronavirus. This as the total number of confirmed cases is now up to 16,000. Health officials say at least 580 people have died. Close to 200,000 have been tested. Jackson Hospital in Montgomery is now requiring that visitors entering a Jackson Hospital and clinic facility wear a mask at all times. Jackson Hospital is currently treating 43 COVID-19 patients. There are 21 patients with pending test results. And a Lee High School basketball star is dead after a drowning in Auburn. Police say 18-year-old Jamari Smith drowned Wednesday afternoon at Chewakla State Park while swimming with friends. Police do not suspect foul play in the case. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Sinclair's is now open, and after being sanitized from top to bottom, Sinclair's is now totally smoke-free. No smoking. You know Sinclair's has been a Montgomery favorite for decades. Johnny Sullivan and his staff are still here and ready to serve you right now. You can enjoy their favorite menu items with their limited seating in the dining room or convenient curbside pickup service. Everything you've come to expect from Sinclair's. Updated lunch and dinner menus include salads, sandwiches, pasta, and steaks. Call Sinclair's at 271-7654 to place your order, and they'll still deliver it right to your car. Or you can dine in. Sinclair's, now a no-smoking restaurant and a Montgomery tradition for decades. Call them, 271-7654, or check out their Facebook page. Now, totally non-smoking. Sinclair's.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. Seeing a law enforcement officer, please give them a big thumbs up. Also, tomorrow we're doing the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Oh, $6 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Okay, so we did SpaceX. Now let's do Peter Ducey. Biden discusses virtual Dem National Convention in his basement campaign.
If Democrats don't host their convention in person in Milwaukee, it might feel more like Hollywood.
2 nights in a row at 3 hours of prime time. Have significant speakers put on a very well orchestrated convention that, in fact, told a story about the party, had some of the better filmmakers helping put something together.
Biden says he doesn't want to resume in-person events until Delaware says it's okay.
One of the things our governor has said, he wanted to make keep social distancing, stay at home has been the order until June 1 of this year.
June 1st is Monday, but the 77-year-old might not be in too much of a hurry.
What worries me is, all this stuff about Biden's hiding. Well, the fact of the matter is, it's working pretty well so far.
Whenever Biden hits the campaign trail again, it's going to feel a lot different than when he left, with a post-lockdown economy likely improving every day, possibly to the benefit of President Trump, according to a former economist in the Obama administration.
It's very different. Financial crises are long, grinding, slow recoveries. Natural disasters, the economy snaps back very quickly. This is a combination of the two.
Biden's social media channels have all been updated to show him wearing a mask, something he plans to keep promoting despite some ribbing from President Trump.
The idea that somebody gets made fun of for wearing a mask at a time when, the Columbia study, indicates that had we acted nationally, the president acted a week earlier, the assertion is would have saved 36,000 lives.
So now Biden is betting that voters will care more about what Trump should have done on day one than what Trump should do next, which is a big change from just 7 weeks ago when Biden told Trump what he thinks he should do next in their one and only phone call.
Biden, that's a losing proposition, Biden.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how they're going to do this. I mean, they could fly to states right now that don't have stay-at-home orders, that they could put together groups of 25, 30 people, do nice round tables, get, discussion going with people, things like that. But he didn't want to do that.
And I saw, I'm following Biden now just to see what he's doing on social media, and they were trying to push an interesting article. It gave a lot of instances, or terrible incidents, where Asian Americans were abused or, attacked or really harassed, and saying this is all Trump's fault for calling it the Chinese virus. And I don't think that card's going to play too well, especially as you see today China moving harder on Hong Kong. I think China has shown itself, the Chinese Communist Party, the government, to be a pretty bad actor here.
The concept of Biden of what has Trump done wrong today ain't going to work.
Right.
Because they don't have, there's nothing that they can point to that they're going to do that they're going to have to, that Biden's going to be able to deliver that concept. Just isn't going to work. Now, if he has surrogates doing it, that would be something different, but Biden is not the guy for that. So how do you get him out of the basement? Where does he go? What does he do? I mean, as a former advance man for a presidential candidate, I mean, you have to go into an area, you have to own the media market, you have to have something that pictorially looks really good, sure, that gets your message across. And I was trying to think with some of my cohorts, I could not think of events. There was no event that any of us could mention that we remember that Biden did that really spoke to what Biden was all about in his campaign.
If I was advising them, off top, this is just me spitballing, you bringing it up, I would do pretty slickly produced videos that maybe showcase historical spots in America to tell the story Biden wants to tell. I would use kind of the history of America to say, let's get back to who we are. But then the big question is, in what?
But that's not like the History Channel.
Right. And
how do you do a campaign without people?
Exactly. You need crowds. Crowds look really good.
Well, you need crowds and you need people reacting to what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you can kind of, that's the feel of what I'm saying is connecting with America.
Right. And yeah, it can't look, I brought up the history thing because it could kind of go with the normalcy campaign. But you're right. You need people. You need the reactions. You need that energy. Live TV, for instance, live sports. I know folks have been watching a lot of reruns. Live sports is always better than reruns of the Iron Bowl.
Yeah.
And if he's doing all this stuff from the basement, you don't get that same live feel.
But say the governor lists his order on Monday, which he is, then what does Biden say to take him all the way to August where he's not out and about? I mean, he's got to go out and about somewhere. And this notion that he's winning without going out is wrong because it's registered voters. And it's taking in the entire country, not selective 9, 15, whichever number, 9, 11, or 15, whichever number you want to use for battleground states. I mean, he's got to go to Florida.
Right.
He's got to have a Florida message. What does Biden do for a Florida message?
And you can't completely contrive this. One thing I've learned listening to you tell stories about working with for Reagan is that you do plan some and you look for the best shot and the best thing, but you also are always reacting to what's going on at the actual event, what the people are actually doing. And it kind of comes together all of a sudden, you know, with a little bit of planning and reacting to what's going on. And if you try to pre-do everything, contrive it, I don't think it's going to work for Biden.
Well, we couldn't come up with one single event. None of us could come up with a single event that we remember that depicted the Biden campaign. And if you think about it, this really was kind of fascinating when we were talking about, we were saying we should record this. I said, I should record it and put it on the show. He had Iowa, which was an absolute disaster. Low crowds, low energy, bunch of people in a room that he would have to move to a small room. New Hampshire, which remember, it was so bad there, he left early.
Yes.
And then he went to South Carolina, and that was a saving grace because of Clyburn. But even those crowds weren't that big, and they weren't universal. It was basically a large black population with some other people. And they're very representative of the vote. I'd say 60-70% of the crowd was black. And that was when you didn't have a lockdown.
Right.
And nothing in any of those things were memorable.
And all the energy, really, in terms of crowds and events, was Bernie. And there are a lot of Bernie folks who will vote for Biden, but there are a lot who will never vote for Biden.
You remember he went over to Las Vegas, went to Nevada, and then Trump did that series of three events. He's like there every other day and twice on Sunday type thing. And he went and spoke to the union workers, but there was no film of it. There was nothing that captured it. You know, there's not a piece of film that I can think of or we could think of that depicts what the Biden campaign is about voters. Now, think about the reverse of that of Donald Trump and voters.
Oh, yeah.
Is Donald Trump connecting with voters? Is voters staying there and spending the night out in tents and stuff to get in to hear him? It's the chants. It's the crowd. It's the roar. It's the music. It's the applause. It's everything. It's organic.
Yes.
And Biden can't do that. And he can't go do interviews in places because he'll screw up. He can go to Chicago and do three TV interviews there. He can go to Atlanta and do three TV interviews there. I'm telling you, we have never seen Biden against Trump direct. We haven't even seen a lot of negative ads against Biden that really kind of frame him up there. So if he can go out and be something different, he is going to be the way he's being depicted on TV.
Right.
And that ain't going to be good.
And
do you think the blunders will come into any commercial?
Oh, all the time. You know, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created. Well, you know the thing.
You know how it goes. Super thirsty.
And I also think the Trump team really understands it. It doesn't have to be the president himself. They really understand the internet culture is not all like all these slickly produced videos and good messaging and imaging. They understand the sort of trickster, mischievous nature of the internet and memes, and maybe something's a little off color, something's a little un-PC, but they'll have Don Jr. tweet that out. Like, they know how to really play the internet crowd, and they have quite a Twitter meme army going of just people doing it organically. Hard to recreate that. And as much as some might think it's a liability, you know, it plays perfectly into their hands.
Do you think that the Democrats are going to do a convention?
At this point, the way they talk, no, but they might have to.
Well, you heard, I mean, he was giving a lot of details. You know, we'll do a movie and we'll have people to do films and things like that. In other words, they're going to make me look good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you probably don't remember, but the John Kerry Swift Boat stuff where they did the Swift Boat film and then the Swift Boat people came out and basically said that was all El Toro poo-poo.
Okay, no, I don't.
And they just ripped him up.
Ugh.
I don't see how he does it. And I think whatever Trump does will be 10 times the amount. Now, I will say that Biden could do an emotional video. He could do some emotional stuff to try to grab people and have African-Americans talking about the way it was when Barack Obama was president and how bad it is now. But it's got to be believable. I'm not sure how believable they can make it. So I think they're kind of stuck.
Yes.
And when you go mano a mano with the amount of money that Trump has compared to Biden, I think it's going to look pretty bad.
Yeah, it seems to me that the only person that's going to be Trump is Trump. Yeah, like, does he go too far on something that gives Biden an opportunity? But, obviously he's not going to play it safe. That's not who the president is. But that's the one thing, looking at it, because it does seem like the economy will pick up the V-shaped recovery, so to speak. That will be great for Trump. But does Trump go too far in one way that they can really pounce on in an effective way?
Yeah, the only thing I would say about Trump needs to do is stop repeating the same thing over and over and over again. I mean, he'll say in one speech the same thing four times, and it's kind of like, you already told us that. We're smarter than that. You don't have to write it on your hand either, type thing. Let's do this. Let me go to a break, and then let's get in some other. Now, let's do this. Pompeo and Hong Kong. This was last night. Listen to this.
A major change in U.S. policy tonight regarding Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
And that's escalating already tense relations with China. State Department correspondent Rich Edson has details tonight.
The Trump administration has opened the way for the United States to revoke significant trade and economic benefits from Hong Kong. In a letter to Congress, the State Department writes, quote, China has shed any pretense that the people of Hong Kong enjoy the high degree of autonomy, democratic institutions, and civil liberties guaranteed to them. U.S. officials cite continued protests over what they say is the rapid erosion of Hong Kong's autonomy since last March, including a law the Chinese government is scheduled to approve tomorrow, revoking even more freedoms in Hong Kong, like banning insults towards the Chinese national anthem. Because of its significant autonomy from the Chinese government, the U.S. treats Hong Kong much differently. Compared to mainland China, Hong Kong gets economic and trade benefits, travel preferences, closer cooperation with law enforcement agencies, and less restrictive export controls. U.S. officials say as Hong Kong becomes more like mainland China, the U.S. should remove these benefits. It's unclear specifically how, when, or if the U.S. will revoke these privileges. Officials say the president has a long list of available options here. It's early Thursday morning in Beijing, and the Chinese government has yet to respond to this, though on previous U.S. warnings this week about Hong Kong, China's government is promising its own retaliation.
The Chinese government is determined in implementing the one country, two systems policy, safeguarding national sovereignty, security, and development interests, and opposing external interference in Hong Kong affairs. If there is anyone bent on harming China's interests, China will have to take all necessary measures to fight back.
Officials here say there is a deep insecurity in Beijing that its policies do not reflect the will of those in Hong Kong.
This one's going to be interesting. And we watched all the demonstration in Hong Kong. We watched the Chinese back away from that, the China Communist Party back away from that. Now they seem to be going full bore on them. And what we can do, and I'm not, because our guy was talking about this with the Ameriprise, we can pull financial stuff out of there and basically say, we're not going to honor those contracts that you guys are going to do from this point on, which basically meaning trading with other countries that come back and you put it back into dollars, we're not going to honor that. That would be pretty devastating to them. And the problem is, how bad would it hurt the Hong Kong people versus hurting China? I didn't realize that China gets a piece of the action of everything in Hong Kong. So if you take that away, then you're taking away a major income producer for them because they are the financial capital of that area. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Check it. Tonight on Fox, it's a double dose of fun.
Look at this. This is crazy.
First, step into the lives of celebrities as they dish on their favorite shows.
Oh, what?
I love him.
An all-new celebrity. celebrity watch party. Then, as sparks fly between Christy and some of the 15 wannabe dads, the competition heats up with a game of sabotage.
There's a fish in the house.
Oh.
Labor of Love, an all-new night, tonight only on Fox.
Tonight on Fox 20.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. On a Thursday, week's almost over. Getting ready for the weekend. I'm going to have a good time. Tweed Creek Farm Market will definitely be on my go-to list. Along with the Dak Corona wine and steak. Okay, let's go to some things that happened last night. That was something new. And that is the FBI investigation into unmasking. This is Carrie Kupik, who is the DOJ spokesperson. Very good at what she does, by the way. Hiring attractive, talented, smart blondes is a good move for the Trump administration. Let's listen to her talking about FBI investigation into unmasking.
The Attorney General has now appointed U.S. Attorney John Bash. There is a new probe, I understand it. What is going on?
Yes, so John Durham, as part of his investigation, had been looking at the issue of unmasking, and the Attorney General determined that certain aspects of unmasking needed to be reviewed separately as a support to John Durham's investigation. So he tapped John Bash, one of our U.S. attorneys out of Texas, to do just that. And Sean, obviously, we know that unmasking inherently isn't wrong, but certainly the frequency, the motivation, and the reasoning behind unmasking can be problematic. And when you're looking at unmasking as part of a broader investigation, like John Durham's investigation, looking specifically at who was unmasking whom can add a lot to our understanding about motivation and big picture events.
That is a change there, folks, because they're going to get into the unmasking. They have assigned someone to do just that. That's all they're going to do. They're going to interview all the people that were asking for the unmasking, and they're going to ask them this question: what was your purpose of unmasking? And if they say, well, I didn't ask, then they're going to try to find out who did ask. And if they can't give a purpose, then I think they're going to have a little discussion with them about that. Because if you don't have a purpose to do it, then you're doing it incorrectly, and there's some problems with that. So let me stay with Kerry here, talking about Jeff Jensen on the Flynn case. More about just Flynn, and it's more than just Flynn on the unmasking. Listen to this.
I have been told by my sources now, Kerry, for years that there have been unmasking at an increase of threefold in the second term of the Obama administration. I've been told that even members of Donald Trump's family have been unmasked. Maybe members of the media have been unmasked. That there is a lot more that has taken place. Will the DOJ now look further into that issue? Why would there be a threefold increase in unmasking in the second term of the former president?
Well, that's why the attorney general determined that it was appropriate to look at unmasking as a support to John Durham's investigation and looking specifically at episodes both before and after the election. And like I said, the frequency, who was unmasking whom, all of these circumstances and events can shed light and give us a better understanding of what happened with respect to President Trump, his campaign, and then, of course, what happened after he was elected as well.
It's going to be something that the family members were unmasked. And having this guy Bush from Texas, nothing but focus on this, is a major development and says they think that there's something there. They're seeing smoke and they think there's a fire somewhere in there. So now, a strong statement by Jeff Jensen on Flynn. Listen to this.
Let me go back on General Flynn. The D.C. Circuit invited the Department of Justice to weigh in following Judge Sullivan's actions, which are beyond unprecedented, and Sidney Powell's, filing the writ of mandamus in her case. Now the DOJ, will they weigh in?
So the D.C. Circuit has invited the Department of Justice to weigh in, and we will do so. We will reiterate the arguments we made in our brief below, which we believe this case should be dropped. And certainly as the prosecutors in the case, as the Department of Justice, we have the prosecutorial discretion to make that decision. And Sean, Jeff Jensen, he's the U.S. attorney who the AG appointed to review the Flynn case. 10 years a career prosecutor, spent 10 years also in the FBI. When he completed his review of the Flynn case, he told the attorney general that based on what we now know, he does not believe that any one of our 93 U.S. attorneys in the country would have continued to prosecute this case.
Wow. Interesting. We're going to find out later on in cuts that DOJ is going to have a representative at the hearing on Wednesday. On Monday.
Right. The appeals court said the government could also present what they wanted to that day. Yeah.
We may get a first sighting of Jeff Jensen and see if he makes an argument. And if we do see that, and he is as good as I think he is, I think he is going to move into that rock star status pretty fast. That guy is somebody to watch, folks. He is going to be. Durham is the methodical bulldog. Mm-hmm. Jensen is the very smart, very take it apart, very get it done kind of guy. Everything I've read about him, even Jeff Sessions has commented on him, Matt Whitaker's commented on him. This guy is supposed to be strong as he can be. Okay, so now let's move into Greg Jarrett. He's going to be talking about the unmasking and appointing U.S. Attorney Bash from Texas.
The Department of Justice taking a major step in the fallout of the Michael Flynn case, launching a review into the practice of unmasking before and after the 2016 election. Here to weigh in, Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. Greg, we knew that John Durham was looking into how come so many people were, how many people in the Obama administration were unmasked. He was looking into that, but at the last minute now, it sounds like he's called in this U.S. Attorney for West Texas, John Bash. What will John Bash look at that Mr. Durham wasn't looking at?
He'll look at abuse of power and potential crimes. Mm-hmm. Look, you have to have a legitimate stated reason of national security
to unmask somebody, look at the list of people during that brief transition period making unmasking requests of Michael Flynn. So many of them were partisan officials who had no business snooping and seeking to unmask the successors, the incoming Trump administration, or some intel officials there, and they have to have a legitimate reason. So I think what Bash is going to be digging into is, let's see the unmasking requests and reports. Were they legitimate reasons? And what are people in the Treasury Department, ambassadors, indeed Obama's chief of staff, and Joe Biden doing, making unmasking requests and snooping on the incoming administration? Those answers need to be given. And frankly, how many other people were victimized by illegitimate spying and unmasking requests?
This vote, and I can just tell by the way something enters the stage, when you get is all these people out there talking about the same thing, and ABC, NBC, and CBS are crickets on this. This is something big. Dan Moore Show going to be back right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What sets United apart from the competition?
At United, our service department is top-notch with technicians that are trained and certified to quickly find your problem and tell you up front how much it's going to cost you to repair.
And yes, United has emergency service 24/7 and can service and repair all brands.
Our professional, prompt, and experienced service team will fix it right the first time. We have over 300 years combined experience and service thousands of families in the River Region.
If you're tired of paying the same AC guy for the same problem every summer, give United a try.
If your unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacements. And for this month, we will give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And we have payments as low as $99 on a new energy-efficient system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting.
Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. In Minneapolis, a push to restore peace after a second night of protests turns violent. Mayor Jacob Frey, who's advocated for peaceful protests in response to the death of George Floyd in police custody, saying he has to protect the community.
He also said that he and the police chief have a duty to protect these communities where we saw banks and groceries and pharmacies being looted, especially during a pandemic. The mayor called this murder.
Fox's William LaJeunesse, four officers have been fired but not charged. And first-time jobless claims last week coming in above 2 million. This brings the 10-week total to more than 40 million jobs lost in the coronavirus shutdowns. And a revised GDP for the first quarter showing our economy shrank at a 5% annual rate. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another day, another risk of thunderstorms in the forecast today. We're headed for the upper 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms most numerous this afternoon and this evening. A couple of stronger storms can't be ruled out. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, upper 80s again. Generous supply of showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around. On Saturday, I can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm somewhere in the area during the afternoon. Otherwise, much of the weekend should be warm and dry with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, guys, when I get a piece of information that clears something up, I'm always going to share this with you. This is to what Larry G was talking about. I've had someone who is in the police business go to the Minneapolis Police Force handbook and look up the issue, and this person knows a lot about the issue. So Larry G is right to this extent. Neck restraint. Non-deadly force option, defined as compressing one or both sides of the person's neck with the arm or leg without applying direct pressure to the trachea or the airway front of the neck. Only sworn employees who have received training from MPD, Minneapolis Police Department, training units are authorized to use neck restraints. By the way, this was a 19-year veteran of MPD, Minneapolis Police Department. The MPD authorizes two types of neck restraints, conscious neck restraint and unconscious neck restraint. That was issued on April the 16th, 2012. And the question is going to be, if he was cuffed and he wasn't posing any type of threat, why would you keep doing the neck restraint? I think that was what the problem is going to be. And we'll see if they're going to go back to that and there's not anything more current than that, was an unlawful firing then. Just wanted to pass that back on to you. When I find out a piece of information like that and an audience member calls in, talks about something, and I find out they're correct, I want to make sure I get that information out to you. Will, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan the man.
Will, how are you?
How you doing?
Good.
Oh, I can't complain for a Thursday, right?
Yeah, really.
I know. Well, first off, I just want to at least thank you for commenting on that. And, I want you to know that, Michael Flynn, it's starting to bore me a little. I mean, my question to you is, weren't you kind of, right around when Watergate was going on, as far as everything that happened, in that?
No. I was, when Watergate was going on, I was I was 22.
So yeah, you were, you know, 10 years younger than I was at the time, right?
I don't know how old you are, but so what does that mean?
I'm 32. I'm just saying, you know, I think that it's this whole scandal is really taking away from a lot of the you know, the bigger problems in our society today.
What are the big problems in our society that this is taken away from?
Well, you talk about them all the time. I mean, we both know what's going on as far as, you know, the virus. We know, just like you commented on a man that was killed potentially unlawfully in Minnesota. And, you know, I feel like that, you know, Michael Flynn it's understood, or it should be obvious, that this man was done wrong, and our government and Donald Trump should make it right.
Okay, but that's what they're trying to do.
Right, and rightly so. But I feel like that our attention doesn't need to shift from you know, the fact that we have such a great opportunity right now to control and focus our attention on the things that, number one, matter, and number two, affect our own individual freedom. Okay?
Well, let me give you my viewpoint of that. I think when you go through and you take people's liberty away, I think just like the gentleman in Minneapolis, that is terrible when someone does that. When they take power and they abuse it, that is a major topic to me.
Absolutely. And that, I mean, it's a major topic everywhere, Dan. I mean, it's all over, you know, it's all over everywhere. And some of the most famous, influential people in the world are speaking out on it. You know, like, they know exactly what happened. And they know that an innocent black man was killed by a white police officer. And that's how it's being portrayed by not everyone, but a lot of some of the leading influencers in our time are portraying it that way.
Yeah,
So
I'm sure where you're going.
No,
with this.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well,
no,
you started out the conversation. You're bored with the Michael Flynn thing,
and then you
started getting into this. We need to focus on bigger issues like Minneapolis and the COVID-19. I'm just saying that the Michael Flynn and all the ornaments on that tree, which is a big tree, that to me is mega important, because that has to do with individuals' liberty and abuse of government.
And that's why I called, because I truly want your opinion. Because I'll admit, for the first time in my life, I've considered voting. I've never voted before. I had to register to vote to be in the draft, I think, when I turned 17 or something like that. But I've never really cared, because in
18.
My opinion,
When you were 18.
18, or it was 17, I'm pretty sure, but regardless. You know, I've always just seen the sheer size of our population and known that my one vote, you know, determining the next president that's elected is almost like winning the lottery. I mean, so I've always thought of it that way. However, I didn't really care up until, you know, recently. And that's thanks to you. I don't think that we should be focusing our time right now on a corrupt government, you know, and that's what it's being
How old are you, Will?
Like, we can't trust.
Will, how old are you?
I'm 32 years old.
32 years old. You've never voted?
No, sir.
Okay. And you don't see why people should look at a corrupt government and wrongdoings in government?
I do 100%, but I expect that to be taken care of.
Well, it's taken care of because you go out and vote, and you vote for people that are going to do things to make the things that are wrong in government and try to correct them. And that doesn't mean making bigger government. That means making a better government.
But is that not, in a sense, kind of playing into the whole idea that, you know, if we sit and focus our attention on the terrible things that were done to a 3-star general, right, or whatever.
Two-star.
I mean, is that not somewhat taking away from, you know?
No, it's not. Let me give you an example, and that is Doug Jones' race. Doug Jones looks at the Michael Flynn's situation as it's not important, and Trump is doing all this bad stuff with COVID-19 and China and all this other stuff. And so he doesn't care about corruption in government. The people that will be running against him, Jeff Sessions or Tuberville, do care about that. So that's where your vote matters.
It's on a almost level. Because don't get me wrong, I graduated from Auburn in 2010. I love Tommy Tuberville.
Well, you shouldn't vote for him because you graduated from Auburn.
Well, I'm definitely considering voting for him because, like I said, it's the first time.
But what I'm trying to get the point I'm trying to get across to you, Will, is your vote does matter. Let me give you two examples. In 2008, a very good friend of mine, Jay Love, ran for Congress on an open seat and was beat by Bobby Bright by, I think it was 598 for a congressional district. Martha Roby comes back and beats Bobby Bright in 2010 by a little over 600 votes. Your vote matters, Will.
At a local level, though.
That goes to a bigger picture. That's a congressional district. It matters also, let me give you another example, Florida and the 2000 race. That race, the entire state was decided by, I think it's 500 and something votes. That electoral vote number weighted of Florida was the deciding factor of who was going to be the president of the United States. Your vote matters, Will.
Well, That's what I wanted to hear.
Good.
But it's hard. It's hard for me to understand that when I see things that are going on in the world that are so much bigger than our government.
Yeah, and let me help you out with that. And so you're 32 years old, and what you're doing is you're looking at the things that are immediately in front of you. You're looking at the trees and the forest, just kind of in there to you, the trees are. You need to back up. You need to kind of get a good feel for some pieces of history, particularly the founding of this country and what we've gone through and big events that are out there. And once you kind of have a good understanding of that, some economic issues, some social issues, then you have the kind of the right stuff to be able to go in and say, now I kind of see what my purpose is as a citizen. Because out of all the conversations, the two conversations I've had with you, I don't get from you what your purpose is as a citizen. Will, let me ask you something. What's your purpose as a citizen?
To do the right thing, to provide for my 6-year-old son, to be a good fiance to my fiance. You know, what my parents raised me to do.
So when you say do good things, define good things.
Well, just the right thing. Treat others the way I want to be treated.
Would voting be one of those things?
That's why I called you, Dan.
There you go. Because in the Bible, what you need to do is you need to pray for your elected officials, but you also need to participate.
Okay.
Well,
that makes sense.
It's always a pleasure talking to you. Second time with you. I always enjoy it. You have a great day. Going to a break. Randall, coming back to you.
Coming or going, but
And whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Join us for the inaugural Alabama Poppy Project in historic downtown Prattville to honor our fallen heroes. 1,000 bright red, handmade ceramic poppies are on display in this free outdoor art exhibition created by Hanson Fine Art and Pottery. Poppies can be reserved while supplies last for $45, with a portion of the proceeds benefiting nonprofit organizations honoring the fallen and the families they left behind. For more information, visit AlabamaPoppyProject.com. The art exhibit runs through Sunday, May 31st.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It is funny, three people texted me about Will. All of them have basically the same tone, is that you need to have Will in once a week for class. One was that you need to do a Civics 101 class with Will.
And I'll just say, because I'm younger than Will by a year, don't look down at folks, and Dan's not, but don't look down at folks like that. Invite them. Cooler.
There you go. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How y'all doing, fellas?
Good.
Mr. Will, Mr. 33 out there, man. I 5 years ago, almost six now, I was just like, I didn't ever vote, run around. All I did was work. That's what I was taught to do. I said, keep your head down, work, you know, bring home the bacon, and that was it. And now I'm voting and learning. But see, what folks don't know is how Will's heart was raised. You don't know, he says he was raised by, he wanted to do good, but what's good to his heart? You know what I'm saying? But you're going to find out, Will, that fleeing is the basic problem of this whole country. It's just what he's going through. The federal government, our federal government sucks. Period and story. But you can't, like Joy says, you can't just take a big bat and swing. So we got to start with fleeing and Jeff Sessions and let them point out Obama and let Obama point out the Clintons, let the Clintons point out the Bushes, and we take the country back. But I don't think that's going to happen. But I'm just saying, Will, it's so dirty out there, and what Flynn's going through is basically why that black man in Minnesota got killed, because they put these guidelines in there and let crap like that happen. They tell people they can put their neck their knee on their neck, and it's not hostile, but you put it in the right spot on the carotid artery, and it's going to choke them to death. It's going to cut the oxygen off one of their brain. And
yeah, you can see the guy. You can see the guy black out.
Yes, sir. And then to put that in a handbook shows you our government does not really care about us. And I don't know how high you want to go with this, Will, but you can start off with Vannevar Bush if you want to, or Prescott Bush, or you can start right here with Dan, and which that's what you need to do. You need to start with Dan, let him break down the news cycles, and Flynn is the key to making it work, where our guidelines don't even train for stuff like this. Like Montgomery does something, Dan, I think that's amazing to every law enforcement. I think Tri-County needs to use Montgomery machine. I know it's expensive, but they got a machine you go in, and it's almost like real live, thing. You had to shoot, and you in a real live situation inside that little 18, it's like a little trailer.
Yeah.
And it's I know it's got to be expensive to crank up and use. I've seen it a couple of times, but, man, That's the closest you're going to get to real life, but what that man done wasn't no split second. We all know he just sit there with it. But I just want to tell you, I want to just say, man, hang in there, but don't turn your back to Flynn and stuff. This is where it all hinges. If they don't point these people out and they don't get to the Bushes in the next 4 years, then we're going to be right back where we're at. If they only make it to Bill Clinton, I don't know how far they're going to make it. I don't know what you think, Dan. How far you think this is going to go?
I think you need to deal with the immediate problem with the people that are still within the statute of limitations. Randall, I got to go, buddy.
Yes, sir. All right, buddy. Hang in there, Will.
We had a guy named Andy Andrews on a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And the name of his book was How Do You Kill 11 Million People? And the answer is you lied to them.
Yeah.
And using Will's premise, don't we have other things more important to concentrate on? That was the concept, and I'm a big historian, guys. That's the concept of the Third Reich, is that we're going to focus, we need to focus on the big problems we have, and the big problem we have is depression. And what they, so they were worried about the economy, and they were worried about the depression, and during that time, they basically started rounding up the Jews and lied to them, for your safety, we're going to send you to the ghetto. And then when they got them to the ghetto and they had them all there, then they started saying, we've got a place for you to go. We're gonna reconnage you over here, mm-hmm. which is better known as concentration camps. So what happened is we were focused, they were focused on something else when the other thing was going on. And the way they did that is they lied to them. The lie, and they'll always say it's the cover-up that's worse than the crime, because it shows you what your intent was. And your intent was to deceive and do something wrong, and you lie, you're now lying about it to cover that up. And that is the stain of government. You take Pol Pot, you take the Khmer Rouge, and one of the largest slaughters of in history. It was just the wholesale slaughtering of people. It... You can't sit there. If you ever say we're focusing on the wrong thing, we don't need to be focusing on that over there, that bad part of government. Government kills more people than anybody else. Government kills people.
And it came to my mind, you know, when Russia invaded eastern Ukraine with the little green men, and there's the fights going on there in what they call the Donbass. There were these little kind of tin pot dictators in their own little regions. And there's this one incredible moment where that one of the dictators pulls in the press, international press, into the room. It kind of makes light of what's going on with all the social media wars right now. And he looks at all the reporters and goes, you better tell the truth, which you can clearly tell by the guy's tone is you better say what I want you to say.
Yeah.
So they will twist the words around to serve their purpose.
Absolutely. Deception. Just think, you know, surely God didn't mean for you not to eat this apple. Let me go to the top of the hour break. Coming back. Final hour?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Going to be back right after this.